Rebels.
What are you rebelling against?
What do you got?
There's this old vid, mostly rotted. It's about some real old chapter of Brothers way, way back. Someone asks that question. We all kind of know it by heart, you know.
Sure. So we'll meet up in the Ville?
Yeah, Outlander. We'll do that. And you better walk right or we'll bust your asses. Blasters or not, right?
Hey!
What, Riddler?
How'd they get through the Rattlers? They was lucky, Zombie.
True, Riddler. True.
Zombie stared at Ryan.
You see any real big muty snakes back in the brush there?
Snakes? No. Would have run a mile if we had.
Been your best bet. If you touch one of those beauties, you can count living in seconds.
How come?
Baron runs the Ville, right? He thinks he does. But Snakefish is built on religion. Snake religion, an old-time religion. When you get to the Ville, you'll meet up with the Motes. Marianne and Norman and their boy, Joshua. That's where the power is in Snakefish. You know that, and you walk right. Right?
Ryan and his companions nodded dutifully. Having butchered one of the Ville's favorite pets wasn't likely to endear them to the folk who ran Snakefish.
All right, people. Let's go!
As the angels vanished into the distance, weaving from side to side of the blacktop, Rick sat down on the verge.
Those are heavy dudes. You hear the way they talked? Like actors in some B-grade movie. Like they learned all that crap about Hell's Angels. But those bikes...
I have seen and read a little about these gangs of hoodlums. If they are the Sec Force, and if there are some religious leaders running the show... Perhaps we should seriously consider returning immediately to the redoubt.
Those bikes are worth an arm and a leg. Well, back in my time they would have been.
Zombie had the big Harley Davidson, the Electroglide, and some of the others had true classics as well. A couple of British Nortons and a Triumph, an Indian Chief and a BMW 1000. Rick saw a 650 Yamaha, and the little guy with the scar on his arm had a beauty.
You guys can't believe what some of those... I mean...
Rick shook his head in amazed disbelief. Ryan was still thinking about what Doc had said. His own experience had been that the worst kind of Ville was one where some sort of freak religion ran the place. Some cults had all kinds of taboos, and often a man never knew he'd crossed one of them until he felt the knife opening his stomach.
Thought about asking who ran the airwag, then I figured it could be best to keep zipped, like on the snakes.
Sure, JP. You think we should head for the Ville or back to the redoubt? If we didn't have the Freezy in tow, I'd say move back over the desert and into the gateway.
The armorer took off his glasses and squinted through them, wiping away specks of orange dust.
Freezy'd never make it back up. Take 2-3 days. Guess those Sec boys could be to the villain here again in an hour, with more guys with blasters. Like you said, Ryan, be some blood spilled.
He perched the glasses back on his pale, sharp nose. Christy hooked her arm through Ryan's.
My vote's for the Ville. Not that I reckon we've got all that much choice. Do we, Lover?
No. Snakefish, here we come. What was this park place the biker was talking about?
Rick considered Ryan's question as they walked together toward the distant Ville.
Sierra Sunrise Park? I'm no authority on places like that. I only visited a few. I like the white-knuckler rides, roller coasters and stuff. Loops and spirals, Montezuma's Revenge, Beeman's Triple, Whitewater Rapids, Flumes, Colossus, Giganticus. There was a roller coaster at Sierra Sunrise Park, but I can't quite rem... No, the name's gone. Sorry, Ryan.
Oh, gas stinks.
Ville must be rich.
Lori had been oddly silent since the angels had left them, walking on her own in long, swinging strides. Doc was panting, trying to keep up with her.
I got me the feeling that those long-haired sec bastards don't much take to their baron. Place where we all have to walk soft and careful.
JB looked at Lori.
All of us.
Whatever.
Zombie and his gang were waiting for them when they finally reached the end of the main street of Snakefish, California.
Baron wants to see you. We told him you came from the Outlands. He asked if any of you was muties. Told him he didn't look like it, apart from that Jack Lauren. Kid with the snow hair and fire eyes. Never seen any norm like him.
Don't call me kid.
Take it easy, Jack. He's not a mutie. Comes from a family out east where they all had white hair. Nothing unusual about it.
Couldn't care a flying fuck myself. 70 of you aren't gonna take over Snakefish, so where's the harm?
They walked a little way into the Ville, down a wide street. JB nudged Brian.
Neutron.
Gotta be.
The buildings looked like pics in old magazines, books, and films. Since half of the old state now lay somewhere beneath the lapping waters of the Pacific Ocean, the nuking must have been both spectacular and total. The shops and houses looked to be in remarkably good condition. That meant the region had received neutron bombs, which effectively took out all human and animal life, but left most structures standing. There weren't many people around, and quite a few of the buildings were empty and boarded up. But Zombie hurried them along, the rest of the chapter flanking them, making it difficult to see too much of the Ville. In some Villes, the sight of a group of outlanders would have produced far more curiosity, and often hostility. But here, there was a feeling of relaxation. Despite the bizarre escort on the polished and gleaming old two-wheel wags, Ryan felt reasonably secure. There were smiles and nods. Curtains twitched in some windows. It was weirdly like entering a time slip back before Skydark. Rick had begun to mutter to himself again, looking around, stumbling in the ruts in the road. He shook his head in disbelief and confusion.
Snakefish, California. John Doe, Main Street, any town, USA. Ice cream parlor over there, 64 flavors, drugstore, bookshop, flagpole down the way, outside the town hall. Ooh! I've got to complain to the highways department. Too many potholes. Too many. Too many to fill the Albert Hall. This is then, but that was now. Or now is then. Today's are the tomorrows that I worried about 100 years ago.
He turned to Ryan with a look of desperate, strained intensity.
I'm not crazy, am I, old friend? New friend? All this is like it was, not like it is. Is it? Is it like this now?
Some places. Not many. This is one of the neatest, cleanest Villes I've ever seen. Doesn't mean it's safe, though.
The Freezy wiped sweat from his forehead, calming himself.
I know. A man may sit at meat and feel the cold in his groin.
Yeah, sure.
Beware the smiler with the knife beneath his cloak, Ryan.
I always do, Rick. I always do.
Zombie slewed his hog in front of the building with the white-painted flagpole, from which a faded stars and stripes fluttered proudly in the pallid sunshine. The rest of the bikers ranged themselves alongside him in what looked like a carefully rehearsed maneuver.
Baron's Hall! He knows you're coming in with us. Just go on in.
A carved wooden sign told them that the building was Snakefish Town Hall, built in 1967 and reconstituted in about the 70th year after the Great Madness.
I like that. Great Madness. I couldn't have put it any better myself.
They stepped across the sidewalk, up a path that ran between two beds of flowers, pale yellow rose bushes. The grass had the regular green that came from steady watering. The smell of the roses did valiant battle with the sickly odor of the gas processing plant they had glimpsed beyond the far end of the main street of the Ville.
Oh, this is crazy. I feel like I'm going for a haircut at Floyd the Barber's.
Double doors, painted white, swung open at the head of the flight of 8 steps, and a woman appeared. She was a little over average.